This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Do you believe?
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
I know it's not Sunday, Goo, but I'm going to get religious early.
Give it to me.
Last night was a confirmation.
Oh, man, that is a early five.
A confirmation.
Because it's going down in here, man. Stiney's not here. He's here in spirit.
He is.
But Buffalo Springfield and Dibs, if you're listening, I am remixing old takes. Something's happening here, and I just can't believe I feel the way I do about this Warrior team this early on. Give Mike D the GM of the year. I'm declaring that. It's over, Spadoni. Call it off. It's over.
It's over already.
By a landslide. Too soon. And then I honestly believe the Warriors are in the midst of a special season.
Well, it's the beginning, Evan. Potentially of a special season. Again, this is just game eight, but the Warriors have won seven of them. And what we're talking about is the story in the Bay Area. Last night, they go into Boston and they beat the Boston Celtics. And they own them pretty much from, I would say, about midway through the first quarter on. They come back down six late. They get an 11-point lead at the half.
Look at you.
They play with the defending champs. And I felt like last night, that was the game that we've been waiting for to seriously have a conversation about what the ceiling of this team is. And it was such a great performance, again, from everybody. And that's why I think confirmation
is
the word that I kept coming back to. It confirms what we've been seeing. It confirms what our eyes have been telling us. And the Warriors are passing the eye test in an A-plus fashion right now.
No doubt. And Evan, you're a college athlete, so you know what it is. And for the ones that didn't play college and high school level,
D3.
You know what competition is and intensity. What you cannot fake and what has swayed me in thinking this thing is real and why. This is crazy, and I'm loving myself, Evan. I don't want to trade right now. It's early. You know, I don't remember I was the guy. Oh, you got to make a trade. Everything is by committee, but the defensive intensity by this team and ball pressure, you can't fake that. And that has been on display, Evan, early on this season. So if this is who they are collectively, defensively, I'm all in. And then real quick, you got the formula. Shout out to DLC, rapper in LA back in the day, out of Compton. You got the formula of we keep it close. The chef can bring us home. And right now, you just got a bunch of cooks just strangling the Boston Celtics and anybody. They're blitzing. They were blitzing Tatum like if they were the Niners. I'm just excited. I didn't expect it. And Evan, I got to throw this to you real quick. Oh, Jerry Stackhouse is coming on to the staff. I'm like, all right, okay. Stats, I love him. No, those are big timers. But what's he doing or what has he implemented to where this defense, which was the worst in the league last year, that fouled the most and ball penetration killed you. what has he done to make this team look and play the D that they're playing? That's what's got me tripping.
Well, I don't think it's just Jerry Stackhouse. I don't think it's just Draymond Green. I don't think it's just GP2, who I thought flipped the momentum in that first half. I don't think it's just Steve Kerr. I don't think it's just Steph Curry. Right. It's everyone. And that is what has me feeling like when they went into Boston last night. I tweeted this out, but 2022 vibes got brought back to Boston.
Wow.
I understand Jaylen Brown didn't play. I understand Kristaps Porzingis didn't play. And I understand it's just game eight. But again, this Warriors team, this hot start is completely different, 180 different than the hot start they had at the beginning of last year because of the vibes, because of the buy-in, because of the defense you're talking about. That game made me feel, for the first time, I would honestly say, since the 2022 NBA Finals, like the Warriors were not dead. A game over the last 2 years, whether it's because of preseason punches, whether it's because of mixed chemistries, whether it's because of egos and agendas, there wasn't a game over the last two seasons that made me feel the way that last night made me feel. And it was because the game wasn't necessarily over. It looked like the Warriors were going to get blown out early, going down 14-3. They used defense to get back in the game. Jason Tatum and the Celtics throw up 10 threes in the third quarter. They go back and forth down the stretch. There was so many things that happened during that basketball game that I wonder how it makes fans feel. Not just about the team, but about the performance that it took to beat the defending champs in their own house, a place that last time you played at, you lost by 52 points. This is a different Warriors team.
No doubt, Evan, and we're here for it. And I'm not going to let anybody tell me you can, and you'll be right of how early it is. But the bottom line is this team looked like a mess last year. There were no playoffs, none of that. And Mike D has assembled and acquired guys that fit in, and you're right. Whatever you need, you feel like there's just a different candidate at that time. Nothing's perfect. And Evan, I gotta tell you this, 40 points for the high octane Celtics in the first two quarters. They come out in the third and put up 41. What did you say to me in the green room about that 41?
About that 41 points?
You said the Warriors.
I actually felt like, in a way, and again, there's so many different things that happened.
Because you hit me with this one.
But I felt like that's where the Warriors almost won the game. The Boston Celtics, when you score 40 in a quarter, when you drop 10 threes on an opponent, that team's supposed to wilt. But the Warriors, at the end of that quarter, still had the lead.
Yeah.
They were still up by a bucket. So they took the barrage, and they still stood tall. Again, they got walked down by the Boston Celtics in that second half.
Yeah, they did. It did happen.
But they found a way to win the game. And again, that's what was so impressive about this. I understand, again, 9-2-5, you can say it all day long, and I'm with you. No Jaylen Brown or Porzingis.
Facts.
You're missing two of your top five players. The Warriors were at relative full strength. They didn't have Pods, they didn't have Melton, but they were as close to full strength as I feel like they've been. But again, this is about what the game confirms. And the game confirms to me that this Warriors team and this depth that we were a bit questioning, right? Hadn't beat anybody. You can't play 12. All of these things that we were questioning have been confirmed by that performance last night.
I'm with you, Evan.
How much are you believing? At 888-957-9570, because again, there's something about this team. You said it. There's something about them. They got action.
Yeah.
How much action? And we're going to try and figure
special
that out today.
Special action, Evan. I know, but it's early, but damn.
Well, this is where my mind immediately goes, and maybe I'm being a bit conservative, right?
Mm-hmm.
But to me, a top four seed is absolutely attainable for this team. But that performance and these performances through the first eight games last night show me that the ceiling is rising for a team that a lot of people had projected for kind of play-in position. And still, a lot has to go right. Obviously, you need health. You need guys to keep shooting the hell out of the basketball like Buddy Hield. You need the bench mob to keep playing well. You need your defense to remain at the level that it's been. But a top four seed for this Golden State Warriors basketball team is absolutely attainable from what I saw last night.
No doubt about it. And shout out to the bench mob, who leads the NBA in scoring, Evan. So just think about that, because they got off to a kind of a clunky start offensively. And then here comes, you know, the Avengers in regard to whatever version of the bench you want. But they come in and change the tempo of the game. And I'm just sitting here like, I was so disappointed last year about the connectivity that we were told that was going to manifest and be on display. And you know what, Evan? The bottom line is it didn't happen. All right, we don't got to get into that. That was last year. But what I'm seeing now is 10 to 12 to 13 to 15 guys in the coaching staff that are treating every game, Evan, like it's game seven. So I just feel like something special may be upon us. And as crazy as that sounds, you corrected me in the green room when I said, Evan, help me out. When was the last time in the NBA? I know what happens in baseball and the NFL. A team goes from worst to first. And you're like, well, what do you mean by first? The playoffs or the win it all? You go the 2022 Dubs. I know I need to slow my roll, who lost in Memphis in the play-in, so you didn't technically qualify, but you came back and won a chip.
Yeah, they missed the playoffs the two seasons before they won the title in 2022. Boy. And again, I think that's where a lot of people's minds are going.
I know.
You know, I think the Warriors so far, what they did last night was they made a statement. They put the league on notice last night in Boston that what they've been doing, quietly or loudly to some people around the country, that's for real. Like this depth that they have, the talent that they possess, is good enough to go into the Boston Celtics TD Garden and beat them. I know
after
they weren't
Boston's
at full strength.
Been clowning teams.
They've been one of the better offensive teams. The start that they've had offensively has been incredible. They held them to 40 points in the first half.
Would you mind if I said, if the message read, we're back, would you have a problem with that?
Not necessarily. But again, I want to know how much people are believing right now after watching the Warriors beat the Boston Celtics 118-112. We're going to talk to Jason Timpth of the Volume Sports Network and podcast coming up at 1:15 later today. Great basketball mind. Looking forward to that conversation. But this is about the fans. This is about what the fans saw last night. 888-957-9570. How much are you believing in the 2024-25 Golden State Warriors? That's what's coming up in the game presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service bank with no compromises. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Locations and coupons at BarryOilChange.com. Evan and Frastini, good with you. Back after this.
Curry gets Horford. Shot clock at 7. 49 seconds left. Pass to Buddy Hield. White corner 3. Swish! 111-104, time out, Boston.
We don't care who plays, we just like the challenge.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, I know my man Sparky was hyped on the win last night.
A legend now.
We'll see.
We do enjoy the challenge. The challenge, look, there's going to be a challenge on Friday. There's going to be a challenge on Sunday. It's going to be a challenge on Tuesday when Klay Thompson comes to town.
I can't wait. We'll all be in the house. And, you know, Evan, maybe I'm doing too much too soon, but I'm looking around the association.
You haven't said anything too outlandish.
I feel like something special is happening with this Warrior team, and you can do with that, you know, what you will. And could that be a finals trip, conference finals? But I do know this, if Steiny were here, he wouldn't even be agitated because he felt like he saw this coming or something happening. Evan, I don't want to trade right now. Remember, I was that guy. Get Batman, Superman. Nah, right now it's the strength in numbers. Curry saying it. And the podium game, we're not even talking about the guys at the podium, but Buddy Hield can do no wrong. Wiggins looked like 2022 Wig. And the bench, 60 points, Evan. Like, that's a big deal, man.
It is. No, the Warriors beating the they don't win that game last year against the Houston Rockets over the weekend. I don't think that's a game they win last year, or it's a game they blow last year. Even going back to the Tuesday game, I think a week and a half ago against New Orleans when they went down 20 in the first quarter, that's a game I feel like they roll over and lose last year. That's the difference between last season and this season. They're having fun. They're playing with each other.
Moving their feet, Evan, on defense. They're not fouling.
They're bought in.
Wow.
And last night was a statement game, in my opinion. Speaking of the podium, the chef had something to say about the win and what it meant to him last night.
We know who Boston is. I know they're missing JB and Porzingis, but I feel like it was a good test. They've been playing well. You know, despite those guys, they have a certain style that we haven't seen. And Tatum's been playing awesome. D. White's playing awesome. So defensively, to try to match up with them was great. An environment that's tough to win in no matter who's playing. Obviously, we know what happened last year. So it was a great test, knowing we haven't done a damn thing, but it felt good.
I mean, man, Evan,
just
he's
think not
about
getting
that.
Ahead of himself, yeah. But he knows how big that win was.
And he did the compare contrast, and he should have with last year, even though we know it's a different team, but that was ugly. And this meant something. And like you said, you watching the game last night, Evan, I wonder how many Warrior fans just felt like it was the finals all over, like it was 2022 when it was close, and you see Curry hitting them off glass or hitting threes, getting fouled. Just a great win, man. And Evan, I don't want to overlook last night. Shout out Rob Lowe about last night, but it's this season early on to where it now you got people from afar, and we got sound talking heads honing in and looking early on what the Warriors are doing, and is this real?
Well, they have to continue to prove if it's real, but again, what last night did for me was it confirmed, you know, affirmed, verified, validated, like whatever you want to say, it has put concretely to me the philosophy or the style that they have chosen to implement this season. It's for real. Mm. Like that's a game where they knew, and it was clear early. Like, I think the fact that the teams, both sides, honestly, weren't able to put the ball in the basket for the majority of the first half, like, there was a lot of sweaty palms.
Curry had 3 points at half.
Yeah, I think.
But six assists, though.
The majority of Tatum's points came in the second half.
No
he was not very good in the first half,
not
shooting the ball whatsoever.
Not at all.
Derek White was the only guy who could hit a shot. And I thought both sides, you could tell there was some tension, there was some nervousness in the building. Not to say it wasn't a playoff game, but that game mattered to both of those teams. And I think the Warriors probably more so, because they knew that they needed to make a statement. They're on national television, they're in Boston, they're in the defending champs' house. Again, they got blown out by 50 last year there. They know that this isn't the championship itself, but it's a chance to put the league on notice that the Warriors are not to be a team that's trifled with.
Yeah, no doubt. And Evan, I was looking at Curry's minutes, 35. So, you know, they were going for this one. And like Curry said, Boston presents a litany of problems, and they hadn't seen a team like Boston. But man, just watching the postgame, you know, on TV and listening to the radio stuff, man, nobody gets flowers this early, but this is a new Warrior team. And if I'm Joe Lacob or Mike Dunleavy, especially Mike, for putting this together and being the architect right now, Evan, Daryl L. Johnson the first has changed his mindset and outlook on this team. Like, maybe this thing could just ride the wave, and it'll be second best player next to Steph by committee, and we'll find out how far this thing can go down the road. But everybody is playing, and the defense, Evan, is just what I'm really getting off on. Like, man, these dudes are after it.
Well, and that's, I think that's part of it too, is I don't think the Warriors have an understanding right now of how far this can go. You know, they're not trying to put the cart before the horse, but
right,
they can tell something special. You're right, something special is happening. And I don't know if it's going to take them deep into the postseason. To me, that's a conversation we have far from now, or maybe after the weekend if they prove it against Cleveland and OKC as well. But to me, what that game does for me is it raises the ceiling of what I believe the season can become. To me, before the season, I felt like this was probably a play-in team, like last year. You know, around the same amount of wins. Western Conference is pretty top-heavy.
So sick of the play-in.
They got some good teams. But again, that's a game that makes me believe that this team can be top four in the West, that can get out of the play-in, not only completely, but earn themselves a first-round home series.
Yeah, and again, it just goes to like Moses Moody. Your thoughts, Evan, when you heard the starting lineup? I didn't think he was going to start, and he starts 13 minutes, didn't play a bunch of minutes, but
he almost caught a body on Drew Holiday,
dude,
by the way.
He tried to, and for Steiny, if you're listening, give me my victory. You gave it to me. I didn't catch it. On Looney. I said there was a big game for Looney. I just felt
I didn't give it to you on air.
Two putbacks.
Take a victory lap.
And he quit. He finished over TJD. But
he
that's
did.
Just who these Warriors are. There's going to be interchangeable parts. But Moses Moody getting the start. And I'm sitting there like, he was just ready. 3 of 5. I'm not saying he was a hero, but he didn't lose the game. Evan hit a 3. But that's just who this team is. Kuminga comes in. Here comes Waters, Anderson, and Buddy Hield. Just, I mean, look at Buddy's resume. And if you study it, Maybe we shouldn't be this surprised, Evan. Dude is a savant, right? Like, he can do no wrong.
He's a symbol of, I feel like, what a lot of Warriors fans expected last night. Maybe not fans, but a lot of people, you know, pundits or talking heads, was just like, they're going to come back down to earth. Buddy Hield is eventually going to come back down to earth.
Okay, I'm hearing.
He came in off the bench. His first shot was in his hand for less than a second, and it found the bottom of the net. Like, Buddy Hield is, who was it? Who was it yesterday that was talking about?
Maybe
it was Kerr. Unconscious. When he plays unconsciously.
I think, yeah.
But he's bought in defensively. He's not the player that I feel like was promised when they traded for him this offseason.
Man, I'll tell you what. The Warriors in the first quarter, Evan, were
He's been better than the player that was promised.
3-17. Buddy comes in the game, makes his first two. Like, I'm just, like, to hit that three, and I'm like, this dude is just, right now it's early, and I know the naysayers are probably like, okay, but man.
There's a plus 24 in the first half alone. That first half flip when Buddy came into the game, and also when Gary Payton came into the game.
Yeah, that's GP why, too. I didn't even mention him.
There's a lot of people we can mention. Looney played big minutes down the stretch. Andrew Wiggins was fantastic defensively.
Slow-mo hit three threes.
On Jason Tatum. Slow-mo stepped into a transition three. That's a shot I would have seen him take. And you could tell the Celtics were like, just have it. Just have it.
Man.
And he made him regret it. You know, Gary Payton, I thought, was fantastic in that game. Buddy Hield was sensational. Draymond Green, down the stretch, played big. Even Trayce Jackson-Davis had his moments, though he didn't finish. And, of course, Steph Curry had 27, 21 of which in the second half, 7 rebounds, 9 assists. He put the game away.
And only 11 turnovers as a team, and Boston's known for this, not just offense, Evan, defense. And again, we know who wasn't on the court, but the Warriors had only 11 turnovers, so they're taking care of the rock, man.
They didn't have a single one in the fourth quarter.
Now that, come on, that's money time.
They didn't give up the ball a single time in the fourth quarter when Boston was also up by 6 down the stretch of that basketball game. The Warriors snatched it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Matt Stein, Matt Gerald, the Guru Johnson. How much are you believing in the Warriors? Is it just because of the performance last night? Is it because of what they've done through the first 8 games? And for the 510, do I want to take back what he said about the Celtics being deeper? I didn't say that they were deeper than the Warriors. I said they were a deep team.
Yeah.
Who, again, by the way, were missing two of their best players.
You got to say that.
Is that something that, you know, is it a caveat game? Is there an asterisk next? In my opinion, it doesn't matter, because what the Warriors did last night was make a statement on national television. They're 7-1. As of now, they are atop the Western Conference with the Thunder, because they lost last night to the Nuggets.
Yeah, and I watched that game. I got to tell you, Evan, it's my life and it's my thought, so I can say early on, if I were a columnist, the Warriors are the surprise team on their early season. Tell me I'm wrong.
I don't know another team that surprised us more.
Right?
Maybe the team on Friday, the Cleveland Cavaliers, who haven't lost a game yet.
I don't know why I'm looking at that game. Maybe I'm getting fat butt and greedy, but like, Cleveland had a good season last year, Evan, you know, and they got Donovan Mitchell. They're a good team. I'm like, they just went to Boston. You can go to CLE and win too.
Well, they've already secured a 3-win road trip. Like, the worst that they can be on this road trip is 3-2. They only got 2 games left.
Wow.
They beat Houston, they beat Washington, they beat Boston. They've won their first 5 games on the road to begin the season. That's hard to do. And again, I just wonder how much it feeds into what we've been feeling about this team. Because I had a feeling last night, not in a long time, Michael Jackson.
Look at him.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Max Zach in Oakland. Wants to talk about philosophy. Yeah, one of my favorite subjects. What's up, Max Zach? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How's it going, fellas?
Man, talk 7-1, baby.
Yes, sir. So what I was noticing today, this morning I listened to Brian Windhorst, and he was talking about how Steve Kerr seems to have adopted the philosophy that they use for the Olympics, where they run a bunch of, professional guys at the, foreign teams who lack NBA guys, and just run them off the court with their connectivity. And so it seems like they're doing the same thing with the Warriors. And, you know, props to the GM for putting this type of team together. But I think Steve is doing a great job of keeping these guys engaged and keeping them, you know, where they're just running teams down. And so, yeah, you know, I think he should be considered early for Coach of the Year. What do you got?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think.
All right.
Too premature for awards, but we feel where you're going.
No,
I feel
no,
you're
absolutely.
Knocking.
Yeah, Steve Kerr is, I don't know, a lot of people were not very happy with Steve Kerr each of the past two seasons, right? Because of
his unwillingness
to play young guys.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he's holding particular players back. Kerr's not pitching a perfect game so far this season, but he's pretty damn close.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, right behind him, batting fourth, is the architect of it all, and I mentioned him earlier, Mike D. I mean, Evan, these guys fit all of a sudden, and again, this is without Melton mainly, but all of a sudden, I'm watching a team that could not guard anybody last year, and if they did, they would foul. And if they had leads that they earned, they would just get ran down. You're telling me one off season and an acquisition here, acquisition there, that you've changed all that. And Evan, I guess I love saying to you, because I told Steiny I hated the fact that they didn't have a clear number two quote unquote scorer, and Wiggins is playing. But it seems like everything outside of Steph and Dre is by committee. And when you're this deep, or you look to be this deep, you're coming up roses.
It is. And again, it's eight games. You know, it's basically 10% of the season's over.
And last year they had a good start, but it was a different team.
They were 6-2 last year. But again, also, they failed their first tests,
Denver,
like their first
the
big
yeah.
tests.
Yeah.
Denver kind of broke them at the beginning of last season. Because then you lose to Cleveland, you lose to OKC, you started losing to good teams. The Warriors played one of the best teams in basketball. You know, probably OKC's been the most impressive so far to begin the season, even though they lost last night. But Boston has been a top three team in basketball. They won the championship last year, and the Warriors went into their house and they beat them. By the way, the Boston Celtics generally do not lose at home. Like, last year, they were damn near undefeated in that building.
Speak.
And the Warriors beat them in front of that crowd that was booing Steve Kerr before the game. In front of the crowd that was giving Draymond Green hell, who he gave him the final free throw.
I did see that one.
Not an easy place to win. But what the caller was discussing was this cut from Brian Windhorst. He was on earlier this morning on ESPN talking about Steve Kerr's coaching style.
The way Steve Kerr is playing with the Warriors right now is a very Olympic-style game plan. In the Olympics, and Mike Krzyzewski really pioneered this when he was the coach, what they would do is the U.S. has so much more depth than everybody. So he would play five guys. He would tell those guys to go out there and run around like crazy until you're exhausted on defense. And then he would bring five new guys in. And the idea is you're taking five All-Stars out and putting five All-Stars in, and it's won the U.S. five straight gold medals. That's what Steve Kerr did largely in the Olympics in Paris. It was 5-5, though there were 10, and Tatum was the 11th guy against Serbia, but whatever. What he's using now is he's using 12 or 13 players, and he's playing them Olympic style.
Line changes.
Man, line change. That's what I thought. And right now, it's working. Now, I will say, Zakeda, the big for Boston.
The center,
I felt like they didn't have an answer for him. And I remember the one loss that they do have on the season, Zubac looked like baby Shaq a little bit. So that's something I'm watching moving forward. But, Evan, it's Kuminga. It's no pods last night, and they don't skip a beat. And I'm loving everything I'm seeing right now. And when you hustle your ass off and you do it, to me, by setting the tone on the defensive end, that's when the words or adjectives like fluke – it's early. No, none of that matters, because I feel like that's the one thing that you can pack in your suitcase, Evan, and that's why they're 5-0 on the road is defense.
Well, and I was wondering if someone was going to chime in with this. From the Comcast Business text line, 510, this is Merlin in Berkeley. Give me the picture of blue and gold Kool-Aid. I don't know if you're sipping the Kool-Aid. If you're sipping,
I mixed it with Henny.
Shout out 3-6. I don't know what you're sipping right now. 415.
I'm smoking it.
People are smoking the Boston pack this morning. Strength in numbers. Teamwork makes the dream work. 925 for sure. Executive of the year. 925 again. You know, Kerr did what he could with the talent he had last year. I would argue the talent level hasn't necessarily gotten that much better. But again, the buy-in that you're talking about. The buy-in is apparent, and what Windhorse is talking about to me is how you're able to keep that level of defensive intensity as high as it is.
You got to, Kerr's got to trust, and right now they've you know, he's won. He's betting on guys to, like, I don't want to do this because we'll be in the house Tuesday for Clay, and I'm going to give him everything I got in regard to welcome home and what he's done, but right now, Buddy Hield looks like light years a better defender than Clay was starting games for this team. And I'm not blaming last year's Warriors defensive problems on Clay, but I can't ignore it. Like, Buddy's, he's playing hard.
Everyone's playing hard. Like, all right, this is how, like, everyone's, I don't know. I'm always curious just kind of looking at numbers, what they actually mean, right? I'll throw a couple defensive numbers at you that, to me, indicate the buy-in that you are seeing. The speed, the know-how, the energy that they're exerting seemingly on every single possession, no matter if it's in the fourth quarter, the first quarter, or even if they're going down 14-3 like they did in Boston. You know, when GP2 comes in and flips the energy of the game, that's something that you can see. But if I told you through eight games, the Warriors are number one in charges drawn. They are top five in contested threes, contested twos, and box outs. All of those are hustle stats. All of those are things that demand you to give energy for. And that's not something that you can hide if you don't have. Yes, it's personnel. They're a bit better. They're a bit longer. They're a bit more athletic. But they are bought in. And so whether it's because of Stackhouse, because of Kerr with his Olympic-style hockey line changes that he's employing, the Warriors have altogether committed to defense the way that we saw them commit to defense when they were number one in the league in 2022. And that, to me, is the biggest difference on this team. Again, it's buy-in. And with the depth they have, they're allowed to be as long and as furious as they are defensively, that it doesn't feel like they're out of a game, even if they don't start well offensively.
Evan, well said, and I'll take buy-in over athleticism and talent all day, every day. Now, don't get me wrong, you need some talent to make that buy-in be effective, but you just hit the nail on the head. And again, they got three new guys here in regard to Hill, Melton, and Slow-Mo, and I just believe the guys that had to endure and experience last year, spring and summer, of not being part of the playoffs is the catalyst. And whatever they've talked about, and listening to the chef and everybody's podium game, Buddy Hield talk about Draymond and Looney. I mean, get this. I keep going back to Looney, Evan, not just because I felt he was going to have a big game. So Boston, in a close game, basically does their job. Draymond shoots the air ball. They get two stops, but the Warriors get 4 points.
Yes, they do.
You know what I mean? Like, that's who Looney is, but Boston's like, we did what we... But we didn't finish the possession, and Looney gets the two putbacks. Like, you can't make this stuff up. And the fact that we're not 5 years removed from their last title, Evan, when they got off to an 18-2 start. I am excited as all outdoors, if you can't tell. I know it's 7-1, but Evan, I'm wondering where this thing is headed, just in regard to a record, and we'll find out. But you can set a tone early in a season and watch it pay off like it did in 2022. And I know people are going to say, slow my roll.
Well, it's headed to Cleveland on Friday.
And they got some bigs.
That's where the season is headed. That'll
Mobley
be another.
And Allen, those are some real ones.
That'll be another great test for the Warriors. That's why, again, this is such an exciting start to the year, because so far they're just kind of checking boxes. They're passing and have passed pretty much every single test so far on the young year. Now, Kerr said yesterday, when you win 6 of 7 to start the season, when you win 7 of 8 to start the season, it looks better than if you win. People pay attention more than if you win 7 of 8.
Right.
During the middle of the year.
And that's where we're at. Right. It's early. It's new.
It's early. But they're 10% of the way in, essentially. And they're 7-1. They're one of the best teams in the Western Conference. They're number one in net rating.
Damn.
And they showed why they might have some staying power by beating the defending champions on the road last night in Boston. Just curious how people are feeling about it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Before we get to a break here, I want to get Zach in Redwood City. I want to talk about the Warriors game last night. Zach, what's up?
Hey, what's good, guys? First of all, I want to give a shout-out to Trace Jackson Davis and my Indiana Hoosiers. We're 9-0 in football, and we also just started up some basketball last night. We're pretty good. This guy McKenzie and Baco, keep an eye out for him. He'll be in the league. But, after watching the game, and I'm a diehard, right, season ticket holder, I think you guys are completely right. The buy-in and just the egos here, I think, really mesh well. Whether that's Draymond leading it or Steph, like, you only really need two leaders, right? And I think this Buddy Hield pickup was the key, right? Like, let's say he's a younger version of Clay in a sense, but he can, honestly, he's younger and he can maybe play better defense. Like, what I saw from him yesterday was incredible, was absolutely incredible. And just the buy-in, right, as you guys are talking about, whether that's 12 guys and just the way Coach Kerr is coaching, like, I think he took what he saw from the Olympics and really implemented that this year.
Yeah. So, I didn't see that coming, though, Evan, if that's it. Go ahead, because
Wendy Waters get more PT than Tatum did.
Right, there you go. Look at that's a three. I mean, Buddy's shooting 51% from deep.
Well, and that's what I mean by...
that's got to come down,
I would assume, but hell, you never know.
Even Fitz is like, everyone that goes in is just Kalina. They're like... Man, this dude's on the real. Forget cigarettes. He's on the real heater. Man.
Yes, he is. Jim Leland. That's what he's been. He's been two packs
pack
a day.
Marbles,
two
man.
Packs a day. I don't know if it's chops. I don't know if it's Marlboros. But Buddy Hield is smoking something.
And he's playing He's playing D.
Which I didn't think he could. Yeah, I was told that he was a turnstile. Yeah. I was told he couldn't guard a cone.
Yeah.
But Buddy Hield, much like many of these Warriors players, are forcing us to reevaluate what we think of them and what we think of this team. Again, I think the ceiling is rising for this group, and that's what I'm excited about. 888-957-957. You got to step aside for a moment. We'll be back on the other side. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz, along with Daryl the Guru Johnson. How much are you believing in this Warriors team? They beat Boston in Boston last night. They're 7-1 to start the season. We're back after this on 95.7 The Game. That segment was brought to you by San Francisco International Airport.
I think they just did a good job of being more physical, and obviously they were, blitzing all of the ball screens. I came off, and we weren't, or I could speak for myself, a little rushed in the first half, and I think in the second half just accepted it and played with more patience and made the right read more often than not.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, that was Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics. Took an L to the Warriors last night. They held him to 8 points in the first half on 7 shots.
And that first, I don't know if you remember, left-handed attempt at a layup. Didn't hit rim. It just went off the glass. Little spin move by Tatum. You can check the 957 The Game archives. I've said this to Steiny, and you were listening, but you probably won't remember. C.S. Spadoni does, my partner tomorrow.
Huh?
Tatum is Dak Prescott. And what I mean by that is it's not that you're not good.
Oh.
I can look in your eyes and see that you're a paper champ. I can see that you need your diaper change. I can see you went wet, Bonte's friend. The moment can get to you. And I'm telling you, that first layup let me know in a game that we thought, he's about to kick the Warriors' ass. You got Curry in the post and you can't back him down and get off a shot or get fouled. I'm going to leave it alone. Hey, he had 30, but hey, all money ain't good money. A phenomenal YOLO threes in the second quarter, third quarter. He was phenomenal. But there's a Dak Prescott mechanism to JT. I'm going to just leave that there.
Don't. Why do you do that?
Because I can.
No, yes, you can. But why? I don't want a cape for Tatum.
Oh wow. Look
don't
at
make
you.
Me do that. You just called a champion Dak Prescott, who hasn't even gotten to a semifinal game. Like, don't. Don't do that.
I hear you.
Jason Tatum is a damn good basketball player.
No, that he is.
And the Warriors played damn good defense. Look, he had 32 points.
That he did.
He had 17 in the third quarter. It's a big reason why they got back into that basketball game. But he's not. He's certainly not the closer.
And I get that.
He's not Mariano Rivera. The Warriors had the closer.
I love that. At the Marriott. Yeah, that's a Jay-Z line. No doubt about it.
No, Tatum is a strange player because I feel like he is...
He's gifted.
He's the most talented player on the Celtics, but he's not the guy you fear the most.
Okay,
the guy you fear the most wasn't playing last night.
Right, and
his name was Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, a killer. Like, Curry's a killer. Just an assassin. He can lick babyface all day, but we know what it is. And that what was phenomenal about last night, Evan, is you talked about it. I got goosebumps just thinking about this felt like 2022. You know, just on that green parquet, close game. And Curry closing it. And the Warriors closed it. By committee, Steph, whoever you want to say was the hero. But all of them made contributions.
Well, I think that's, again, like that's the template or the blueprint that I think a lot of people hoped could be the for the season, right? And, you know, wherever it goes beyond. But the Warriors have a bunch of different ways that they can play. They're versatile. They're bought in. They're defensive-minded. And they still have maybe the best closer in basketball, or certainly one of. He was the clutch player of the year last year, whatever you make of that. But Steph Curry, he showed on a national stage that he can close among the best of the best. And even at age 36, he was unbelievable last night, especially down the stretch of that game. And the Boston Celtics, there's just something about when Curry plays against them, You always have an ace in the hole. You always have the trump card.
Man.
Sorry, too soon. But the point being, it's like when the Warriors got it to, I don't know, you know, about even down the stretch, I did feel like they were going to win that game.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like they were going to win that game because they had 30.
And the other
team didn't.
Yeah, and you got that guy named Looney. I forgot what Bonte was calling him. Some caller called the Windex Man.
Well,
shout out Larry Smith. That's taken.
I don't mean to take a shot, but he's got a lot of practice catching air balls from Draymond.
Dude, but those were big ones.
About 8 years worth.
He put it in. He put him back up, and I'm like, it was just good to see, man.
It was.
Yeah, I'm happy.
No, you can take the victory lap on that. From the 510 Comcast Business Text Line, loving this Dubs team. Following last year, all I wanted was for them to be fun to watch. They're fun and competitive.
Yep.
I think they're a playoff team, but I can't go higher than that yet. It's too early. They got two legit stars, Steph on offense, Dre on defense. If they keep healthy-ish and stay... Pardon me there. Yeah, basically, if they stay on the court, they have a shot. Exactly. Yeah, they have a shot against any team, and I think that's what they proved last night. 888-957-9570 is the number. Steve's in San Francisco. Steve, what'd you feel about that game last night?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Listen, the Warriors are been amazing, you know, and I don't want to throw anything negative, and it's been such a good morning. I've been listening to you guys this morning. I got to throw one thing out there, though. You know, so the one thing that I'm really not seeing, I'm not sold on, is Jonathan Kuminga. Like, if you notice last night, and I've seen this multiple times now, where in crunch time, when the Warriors, like, need to, like, bear down and we need to, you know, we need X amount of points, we need to stop the ball, we need a basket, Kuminga's not in the rotation. And I get why. Like, he doesn't have a role. He's super athletic. I get all the talent, but everybody's athletic in the NBA. I get it. He could jump out of the building, but a lot of people could jump out of the gym in the NBA. You know, like, I just don't think that he has a role on this team. And so when I think back on the offseason, you know, we had a chance to get Lauri Markkanen. And I know that he was a lot of money. He ended up signing for a lot of money. Lauri Markkanen is a beast. And we lack size. If that guy Queta last night, whatever, like, I don't know if Queta's going to be anything in the NBA, but he was kicking our ass, you know? So I'm just thinking, like, how do you – everyone's saying, just wait on Kuminga, just wait on Kuminga. He's super young. I'm kind of sick of saying that, so I kind of want to get your guys' thoughts on that.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah.
Well, again, this was...
I didn't think he had a bad game,
Two games ago, he won you the game against Houston. So to say that, and again, they didn't have all of their pieces against the Rockets. Curry wasn't in the game, obviously. Jonathan Kuminga is the reason why you salvaged a 31-point blown lead in overtime facts. Against the Rockets.
Facts.
Draymond Green fouled out of that game. Pods fouled out of that game.
And three straight Spider-Man drives to the rack.
Yeah, so now against the Boston Celtics, again, when we're measuring Kuminga against the best of the best, is there more you want to see? Sure.
He was out there defending Tatum, hit a three. I'm just
Kuminga like, hit a late shot clock three in the first half to kind of save a possession.
And I guess that caller, that's how he feels, right, Evan? But I guess he wants him to be Kobe or Jason Tatum-esque. And it's just, you know, on any given night, Kuminga could have 18 to 30 minutes. And last night, I never once looked at him like, oh, he didn't get to the free throw line. He played bad, Evan. I saw him making it difficult for Tatum and others. But, yeah, this wouldn't be the game I'd come down Kuminga's road. I'd almost, you know, if I'm a caller right now, Evan, this is what's making me tingle about this team is, okay, if you want to say last night wasn't about Kuminga, well, I got eight other dudes who I can bring up, nine other dudes I can bring up their names, and you got the job done, bottom line.
No, 100%. I thought Kuminga was a part of the first half, which stabilized the game. Like, the Warriors, yeah, I didn't feel like going down 14-3 was the end or anything, but they clearly needed to make a switch. And Kerr brought in the bench mob. It was GP2, I thought, set the tone defensively. He kind of came in with the starters. But Kuminga, Buddy Hield, Kyle Anderson, all those guys were pluses in the first half. The Warriors starting five was about even. Yeah. You know, they weren't necessarily the ones that got them back into that game. It was the bench. It was the depth. And that's what Kuminga's a part of. He's a piece. And coming off the bench, I think, does a couple of things. Sonny said this, and I think it's true. He gets to play against backups, which he can take advantage of. He's allowed to settle into a game a bit more. And he also gets to play around players that don't demand the ball as much as, say, the starters do when Steph, along with Wiggins, are out there. So I think Kuminga's in a good place. And I did not think he had a bad game yesterday whatsoever. They needed everybody last night, and I thought everybody chipped in.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, you just talked about, again, the bench mob. But early on, it was a brick fest by both teams, 3 of 17 for the Warriors.
Yeah, I think those rims had bruises.
Yeah, dude. No doubt. And Buddy Hield comes in, does what he does. And then you just, I mean, let's just look at Waters. He came in, he wasn't out there for offense. Evan, it was defense, and he wasn't a liability, man. And I'm just looking at this roster, like, how many nights moving forward is this going to be the staple? And right now, going off of the coach's words before the season, he's kind of backed that up with the allocation of minutes.
Well, and again, you know, the Warriors, they're probably going to run into some injuries. They're probably going to run into some cold stretches. Yeah. Things that happen over the course of 82 games are going to happen to this team. But when you have as many players as they do, I think it makes it easier to win some of those games that you otherwise wouldn't be able to, because you have players that can step up. You know, again, the Celtics didn't have Brown or Porzingis last night. That certainly hurt them. But in future games, you know, the Warriors, if Pajemski is missing from a game, you know, you can still go out and win that, or at least remain competitive. Mm-hmm. We haven't even seen what Melton can offer this team, because he's been largely knocked on the shelf.
Man.
If Curry's out, they're 3-0 in those games. Like, this is much more of a injury-proof team than the ones the last 2 years ago. And so that's, and I think all the pieces are a big part of that. Let's go to Jason, who's out in Central Valley, wants to talk about the game last night. Jace, what's up?
Hey, guys. How can you not be romantic about basketball right now? I mean, the Warriors have just brought the joy back to the Bay Area right now, early in the season, but I think that's one undeniable fact that it's exciting watching this team again. You know, you want to see them play, you want to see them do well, and you want to see what they can do against other teams. Very excited to see what they do against Cleveland now moving forward. I want the thing is, for me, I love the win yesterday against Boston. I don't know what the odds makers were thinking by giving the Warriors six in the hook. To me, that was, you know, something to jump on. But anyways, just moving forward against Cleveland, I would love to see how they do against, you know, the bigs that they have over there with Jared Allen and Mobley. I think that's the next big test for us, seeing how we deal with some size, because Kata gave us some problems yesterday. Let's see what two guys with that size does. But, man, this team is back. I really think that this is a team that's competitive, that's not at all an easy out for any.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.